Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Beipei Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is April 23, 2024. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. EMGA partners with Banco Impresa to secure funding. Emerging Markets Global Advisory LLP, EMGA, has partnered with Banco Impresa to secure a US$15 million line of credit. Fintech Galaxy partners with Finbots AI. Fintech Galaxy has announced its partnership with Singapore-based Finbots AI in order to launch open banking credit scoring capabilities for its customers. British Caribbean Bank joins forces with Finastra. British Caribbean Bank Limited, BCB, has selected Finastra Essence, deployed on Microsoft Azure Cloud, to modernize its core and transform its back-office operations. Revolut introduces joint accounts in Australia. UK-based fintech company Revolut has announced the introduction of its joint account service in Australia, allowing individuals to share their finances in a single place. OnePay introducing payments via WhatsApp. OnePay, a Colombian fintech startup, has introduced a novel payment processing method via WhatsApp, aiming to simplify transactions for users. Payflows raises €25 million in Series A funding round. France-based SaaS platform for finance teams, Payflows has announced the rise of €25 million in a Series A funding round, aimed at its expansion strategy. GoCardless and Intuit QuickBooks integration launched. GoCardless has announced an integration with Intuit QuickBooks financial management software for users in Australia. Clearhouse taps Rift to increase its European presence. Denmark-based online payments provider Clearhouse has partnered with FinTech Rift to facilitate its expansion plans across Europe. Uno expands payment solutions in Asia. Uno, a payments orchestration platform, has expanded its presence in Asia by launching its payment orchestration solution in Singapore, the Philippines, Thailand, and Hong Kong, among other key markets. CBS North Star teams up with DataCap for enhanced payments. CBS North Star has recently unveiled a strategic partnership with DataCap Systems, a player in the omnichannel payments sector. Du launches Du Pay to augment the UAE's cashless economy. UAE-based Du has announced the launch of Du Pay to boost UAE's transition toward a cashless economy and support the national digitalization agenda. SoftSpace launches a JCB payment gateway in Malaysia. Fintech as a service, FaaS, provider SoftSpace has partnered with Japan-based international payments brand JCB to launch a payment gateway in Malaysia. Paysera integrates real estate investments via Inrento. Lithuania-based fintech Paysera has incorporated in its app the ability to directly invest in crowdfunded real estate rental projects on the Inrento platform. CBA partners with Visa. The Central Bank of Azerbaijan has announced its partnership with Visa in order to drive payment sector optimization and modernization. BaFin fines Commerzbank over AML regulation breach. The German Federal Financial Supervisory Authority, BaFin, has demanded Bank Commerzbank pay a fine of €1.45 million over AML regulation breaches. Midas raises US$45 million in Series A funding. Turkey-based retail investing startup Midas has raised US$45 million in a Series A funding round led by Portage. NextGen Nordics 2024. Nordics can look outwards for new instant payments approaches. In the first panel of NextGen Nordics 2024, Finextra's head of content Madhvi Mavadia moderated the session. Instant payments, how to prepare for Rix Instant tips and the benefits of starting with Swish. Mauritania commissions GD to design CBDC. The Central Bank of Mauritania has commissioned GISIC plus Devrent, G plus D, to design a digital form of the national currency Algwia as a complement to cash. Monese plots breakup amid mounting losses. Troubled mobile banking startup Moniz is formulating plans to splinter the business into separate consumer-facing and corporate concerns amid mounting losses. Pomelo raises $35 million for credit-building remittance product. U.S. startup Pomelo has raised $35 million in a Series A funding round for its credit-building remittance app AntCard. UK Finance develops model clauses for variable recurring payments. UK Finance has teamed up with law firm Adelshaw Goddard to put together a set of model clauses that bank account providers and PSPs can use in variable recurring payments, VRPs. UniCredit rolls out accessible cards for visually impaired. UniCredit is upgrading all its debit, credit and prepaid cards with features designed by MasterCard for blind and partially sighted people. PPRO expands local payments offering to the U.S. PPRO, the leading local payments platform, has today announced its entry into the U.S. market, enabling global payment service providers, PSPs, and merchants to reach millions of U.S. consumers via a single API. Thunes to acquire Tilia from Linden Labs. To accelerate its growth in the United States and its presence in the fast-expanding online gaming market, Thunes, a global cross-border payments company, is proud to announce that it signed a definitive agreement to acquire Tilia LLC, an all-in-one payments platform. Episode 6 and DCS Card Center launch cards as a service platform for fintechs. Payment processing provider Episode 6 and DCS Card Center, DCS, Singapore-licensed financial institution, has announced a partnership that will enable fintech companies to issue their own branded credit cards through their own customer interface. Monzo takes 20% of buy now pay later market in a year. A new study indicates the online bank Monzo has recently transformed into a major provider of buy now pay later, BNPL, credit, going from almost 0 to 20% of the market in 1 year. Singapore's cashier awarded in principle approval for a major payment institution license. Singapore-based fintech startup Cashier announced today that the company has been awarded in-principle approval by the Monetary Authority of Singapore, MAS, for a major payment institution, MPI, license to offer merchant acquisition services and domestic and cross-border money transfer services. UNO expands across Asia. UNO, the leading global payments orchestration platform, today announces it has scaled up its footprint in Asia, launching its innovative payment orchestration solution in key markets including Singapore, the Philippines, Thailand and Hong Kong, among others. NextGen Nordics 2024. NPC promoting innovation and harmonization in the Nordics. NextGen Nordics, Finextra's annual payments event, kicked off on April 23, 2024 in Stockholm, Sweden, bringing together an array of experts and leaders in the Nordics payments industry. Six major banks trial Fragmos Chain in OTC derivatives market. Fragmos Chain, an innovative fintech company, is thrilled to announce the resounding success of its recent platform trial, conducted in partnership with a consortium of six leading investment banks across Europe, Asia, and North America. Monzo offers customers free sausage rolls in premium subscription drive. Monzo is enticing customers to shell out for a new range of premium accounts, offering benefits such as a free weekly snack at Greg's and discounted train travel. Revolut bids to boost revenues via targeted advertising. Revolut has hired a TikTok executive to lead a media strategy aimed at boosting its revenues by selling advertising space on its app to brands. JROC invites feedback on the future entity for UK Open Banking. The Joint Regulatory Oversight Committee, JROC, has today published proposals for the future open banking entity, the future entity. FCA confirms anti-greenwashing guidance. Ahead of the anti-greenwashing rule coming into force on the 31st of May, the Financial Conduct Authority, FCA, is supporting industry with guidance to help them meet the standard. Sharia-conscious investment platform Monara launches in UK. Digital investment platform Monara has officially launched in the UK and is now providing access to private markets investments for Sharia-conscious investors from across the world. Fintech Galaxy taps Finbots AI for credit scoring and risk assessment. Fintech Galaxy, a leader in open banking and financial innovation, has launched innovative credit profiling capabilities in collaboration with Singaporean fintech company Finbots AI using artificial intelligence models and aggregated open banking data. 10X Banking appoints Mambus Wildale as regional VP for APAC. 10X Banking, the transformational cloud-native SaaS core banking platform, has today announced the appointment of Wildale as its regional vice president in APAC. 14 Peaks closes $30 million Fintech and Future of Work Venture Fund. Venture capital firm 14 Peaks Capital has successfully closed its first fund at $30 million in capital commitments from an impressive consortium of limited partners, LPs, consisting of influential high-net-worth individuals, HNIWs, and family offices spanning Europe and the United States. FundPath secures $2 million investment. FundPath, the critical data and business intelligence service for the wealth and asset management industry, today announced the completion of a further 2 meters funding round with its venture capital partner, Fuel Ventures, Fuel. Standard Chartered launched new open banking marketplace. Standard Chartered has launched its new open banking marketplace, a one-stop platform that enables clients to discover, identify, and test APIs. Episode 6 partners with DCS Card Center. Episode 6 has partnered with DCS Card Center in order to launch credit cards as a services for fintechs in Singapore and later on in other APAC markets. Bassware launches AI-enabled solution. Finland-based e-invoicing company Bassware has announced the launch of AP Protect, an AI-enabled solution that aims to safeguard businesses from fraud and invoice errors. CoinMina partners with Zodia Markets. CoinMina, a crypto asset platform licensed by the Central Bank of Bahrain, has partnered with UK-based Zodia Markets. South Africa Central Bank reveals digital payments roadmap. South Africa's Central Bank, SARB, has revealed a roadmap that would improve the country's adoption of digital payment technologies. Niam signs MoU with Indonesian payments operator Artahaza. Niam, the global leader in real-time cross-border payments, today announced it will sign a partnership memorandum of understanding, MoU, with Artahaza, one of Indonesia's leading payment infrastructure companies. Goldman Sachs offloads Marcus Robo Advisor customers to Betterment. Goldman Sachs continues its retreat from consumer banking, striking a deal to sell its Marcus Invest digital investing accounts to Betterment. Zero Circle and Epic River form Green Financing Alliance. Epic River and Zero Circle today unveiled an alliance to integrate their digital platforms, aiming to accelerate the process of securing green financing. Property lender together selects nCino for digital upgrade. nCino, Inc., NASDAQ, nCino, a pioneer in cloud banking for the global financial services industry, today announced that together, one of the UK's leading property lenders, has selected nCino's cloud banking platform to revolutionize and future-proof its business. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.